Hello, my name is Clarissa. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Am I calling for what?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was told to call this hotline to give information so I could be advised when the medicine came in for 65 and above. And there's no place on this website that they gave me that tells you all that is for is to notify if you've had a test or if you've tested zero or if you've been around it or you need a test.
Yes, ma'am. I have the number you can call to get pre-registered in your county. Do you have a pen and paper? I can give you that number.
Okay.
All right. That number is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
And I called that number, and that girl told me that they were not taking any calls. I would have to go to the website, and she told me to go to alabamapublichealth.com /notify. And I did, and all that shows you is that if you have asked if you've tested positive, if you've had a test, or you have symptoms, there's no place to give information to be notified when they get medicine in for 65 and above. So it's very poorly, it just doesn't work what they're saying there at that number I called. And I called the same number you gave me.
Yes, ma'am. That's the number to pre-register for the county that you're in.
Well, they're not taking calls, they said. And they said if you'd have to go to the website and give information there where there's no place you can give information. All it is to tell if you have symptoms or if you've had a test or you want to have a test. It says nothing about signing up for a shot there.
All right. Would you like the websites, ma'am?
I have. Well, the website she gave me is alabamapublichealth.gov/notify. And she said I would have to go to that website and make sure I put the /notify. But it doesn't give you anything except what I told you. You aren't allowed to give any information about signing up for a shot.
Okay, well, try giving that number a call again, ma'am. Maybe you'll be able to get through this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Please have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.